Catholics attend Mass today to formally usher in a new year, and there's really no better place for us to be as we begin a new year than the Holy Mass. Coming to Mass today, we look back on the year 2016. We have a lot to be thankful for. And looking ahead to our new year, we also have a lot to pray for. And so we look back and we look ahead by honoring Mary, the Mother of God, on this her solemnity. Let me begin by wishing all of you a happy new year to you and all those whom you love. The 7 years are 0 birthdays for me, so I will turn 50 in April. For Caesar as well, he will be 10 in April. And I'm looking forward to being 50 years old. The alternative is not very pleasing to me right now. Whatever your birthday will be, we all have a chance to begin this new year coming to Mass and asking for Mary's help. Mary helps us as our model and as our intercessor. And I want you to remember this. At some point during 2017, you will need to remember this. As our model, Mary teaches us a lot, but fundamentally, as our model, Mary teaches us that God's plan is not our plan. You will need that at some point this year. And that will be fine, that God's plan is not our plan, because God's plan is God's will, and indeed God's will not be denied. Let us review again the gospel that our church gives us as we begin this new year. A very tight, if you will, concise story from Luke chapter 2. We need to be reminded that Mary and Joseph are strangers in Bethlehem. Coming from Nazareth, they are also rejected because the inn is full. If you've ever felt like you're a stranger where there is no place for you, that is the stage for Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas. That is how they give birth to the Savior of the world. And the shepherds are given the first public audience of the mystery and miracle of the Incarnation. Poor shepherds. They were the ones who were there first. That's why the shepherds are there already by our manger. And gradually here, the Magi are approaching. Every time we clean the floor, we put them closer. The shepherds come to the Messiah first, and they claim that angels told them to do so. Now remember Elizabeth, Mary's kinswoman, knows about Jesus. We know that in the story of the Visitation. But aside from her, apparently, Mary and Joseph said nothing to anyone about this. That's the job of the shepherds. They locate the place, and they come and they proclaim to what has happened. And who are the first people to whom the shepherds proclaim to what has happened? Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph know what's happening. But the shepherds confirm that. And when the shepherds proclaim that this is the Messiah, this is the Savior of the world, the reaction of everyone is amazement. Just imagine Mary and Joseph, strangers, unwelcomed, knowing no one. And the shepherds come to proclaim what they hold in their heart. The response is amazement. And the Bible tells us the second response is worship. To praise and to glorify God and to worship the newborn Savior of the world. My message for you on this day is this. What happened then, my dear people, is maybe what we need to renew now in our minds and in our souls. Amazement that Jesus Christ is true God and true man, and to worship. Now I know that you're my base. I know that you're my base. You are here on Christmas just as you are on the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the second Sunday of Advent. You're here. But how amazed are we really in what we live here? And how authentically do we worship? The shepherds have done their part. In this new year, let us pray that we can do our part better. Are we amazed? Do we worship? As Mary pondered all these things in her heart, so must we. Amen.